Acting PA Chief Mahmoud Abbas was greeted by thousands of people from around Palestine to celebrate his victory of gaining an upgraded status at the United Nations General Assembly. Abbas addressed the crowd, stating that this was a historic achievement for Palestine and that we now have a state.
We hope in the future we will have sovereignty over the state of Palestine. Israel made a weak case at the UN. We promise to support our President Abbas, to support him under any conditions.
Although an overwhelming majority of member states of the UN voted yes for the upgrade for Palestine, Israel reacted by announcing they would take punitive measures, including withholding taxes collected on behalf of the Palestinian Authority and continuing settlement expansion.
We know that Israel after this day, yes, went against about all things happened in United Nations, yes. Israel want to continue building settlement, want to talk Jerusalem and building in Jerusalem and put many people from Palestine, from West Bank in the prison. But we want to continue to give our independence.
As part of Palestine's upgraded status, they are now able to take Israel to the International Court of Justice, in which they can hold Israel accountable for their human rights crimes and violations against Palestinians. Human rights groups are now emphasizing the importance of Palestine joining the International Criminal Court in order to try Israel for their crimes, particularly following Israel's killing of nearly 170 civilians, women and children in their recent siege on Gaza, and to put an end to settlement expansion following Israel's recent announcement that they would build 300 new housing units in Palestine. This remains illegal under international law.
Thousands of people have gathered in Al-Makata to welcome back Abu Mazen after his victory at the UN. However, people are now questioning how he will use this newfound status and whether he will take Israel to the ICC. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.